Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Intuitive Awakening. My name is Dina, and thank you so much for joining me today on our podcast. So today's topic is going to be on manifestation. I know that there are millions now since the breakthrough book called The Secret, you know, has come on the scene. There are millions of topics and about the law of attraction and being able to manifest your dreams, etc. However, I'm going to give you my take on manifestation and some little tips and tricks to manifest certain things in your life. Now, I know there are various processes and you may already have your own way, but maybe by the end of this podcast, you'll consider incorporating a few of my little methods and techniques for manifestation into your own practice. So let's talk a little bit about manifesting in general. So manifesting, in a sense, is kind of based on the premise of that law of attraction where like attracts like, meaning that you must create from a very specific vibration to bring in that thing whose vibration is equivalent, right? So we can't be thinking, God, I want money, but I know I'll never get it, and then expect for the money to just come, right? Because those vibrations are just very different. So the goal is to, number one, create from the heart. This is my very specific perspective, is that you have to create at the level of the heart and the mind together, really, because we have the passion and the fire that illuminates the idea, right? It gives it its, I guess it's gusto, if you will. And we have the creative ability to create whatever it is we want, and that comes from the mind. So you have to also not just, you know, feel it from the heart in a sense of passion and create it from the mind, but you also have to believe it. And I feel like that is the trick to manifestation. Those three things together, like thought, belief, and even feeling, right? We also have to have trust as well. We can't keep doubting the manifestation, the object, the experience that we're trying to create, because that sense of doubt during your manifestation really, I would say, creates a block on being able to bring that experience into fruition. So the law of attraction, you know, pretty much states that, you know, like attracts like, etc. So we get that. But most of us, I would say, get tripped up not only in the creative process, but we get tripped up at the belief, you know, at the belief part of the manifestation process. So I want to talk to you a little bit about that. So again, let's say that you are trying, just as an example, you're trying to manifest money. And, you know, you've had a life where money just always slips out of your hand, or you've just never, ever had enough. And maybe you've been dependent upon other people, or you've never had even a safety net, which I feel like this is probably most people. That in itself, if you've had that for like 20, 30 years, of course, you're asking yourself, well, if that has been my experience, it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? You automatically jump to that conclusion when you even try to manifest new money or money to pay a bill or just, you know, abundance in general. We automatically go to the thought that's most comfortable and we go to the thought that's most familiar for us. And, you know, I've talked to my guide about this because it feels unfair, because I feel like, okay, you know, we designed this life. And when we come here, maybe we designed an upbringing of poverty consciousness, if you will. So you have that for at least a good solid 25 years. Now that belief is very, very, very deeply rooted. But then you've learned about the secret, the law of attraction, right? However, it's going to be tricky for those who have that poverty consciousness, like deeply rooted in your psyche and in your soul and in your heart. Because usually when we try to manifest something that goes against what we really believe in, we can't bring about what the very thing that we desire. It becomes almost impossible because what we have deeply rooted within our own minds and hearts just takes precedent. Like we, even though we want to try to focus on the possibility of that money coming, we still, I would say, just immediately always go back to what's familiar, which is, I don't have, I never will have, I've never ever had, right? So why am I expecting? So most of us, when we're trying to manifest something like money and we've had that type of upbringing, it is extremely challenging. And this is something I know that I have asked my guide because, you know, I grew up like trying to, you know, manifest money for school all the time, for my car, and it was just such a goddamn struggle. And I never had a safety net. So I have this consciousness of never expecting a safety net because I've, you know, gotten to where I am without it. And I can't even imagine something like that. So I feel like these things really trip us up, especially if you grow up with those beliefs. They're very hard to overcome. And I totally understand that. However, even though you had that upbringing, does not negate the truth of the law. That is the law. Therefore, it works. It's one of the many spiritual laws working in the universe. And like I said, it's tricky if you have that upbringing. And then for those, if you look at the opposite side, right? For those who have grown up in wealth, they expect wealth, right? They expect everything's paid for. Of course, they're going to have money coming in. So therefore, it is a little bit easier for some of them to create more because they expect it and they fully believe it. And those are the things I kind of talk to my guide about in terms of how I feel, you know, sometimes how things are unfair. But we do see examples all over the world from people who come from, you know, quote unquote, nothing to becoming millionaires, billionaires. So we know that that belief and that feeling and that thought is so crucial to the manifestation process. So there are various ways to manifest what it is you're trying to bring about. If you're trying to bring about love, if you're trying to bring about money, or even, you know, good health, let's say that. I'm going to give you a couple of techniques that you can use to begin your manifestation process. Now, not all of these are, you know, new. Most of these are really not new. However, if you put it all together, then I think it's a really good way of starting that manifestation. So after I give you all these techniques, I'm going to tell you not the downside, but some of the things to expect after you begin really putting in the energy to manifesting and then gaining that momentum to manifesting. Okay, I'm writing a couple things down because as I'm speaking, I really don't want to forget what I'm saying. And of course, my pen's not working, so let me find a pencil. Transformation. Okay. All right, you guys. So the best way, as we all are already aware, to manifest is to do what? Create a vision board. And I'm sure you guys are all rolling your eyes like, we know this. Of course you know this. Of course. But it works because what does it do for us? So we get a blank poster board, okay? And then we cut out pictures of that one thing we want, okay? Be specific. Some people say don't be specific. No, be specific. Just think of it like this. Here's a good analogy. You're going to a restaurant and you want to order the garden burger. If you don't say garden burger, if you just say burger, they're just going to bring you back like a plain burger. Be specific. It's the garden burger. It's the same thing. You want to be specific about what it is you want, whether it's what you're looking for in a relationship, whether it's the ideal body weight that you're trying to get to, whether it's a certain amount of money that you're trying to manifest. Don't just be like, oh, I hope to be abundant. That's so general. Get very specific, okay? And then, of course, you're always going to say, you know, to the universe, as you're putting these pictures on your poster board, this or something better, thank you. This or something better. So not only are you going to get these pictures, whether it's an ideal guy, right? You can go online and look for pictures of, I don't know, whatever it is that you want to attract specifically and put those pictures up on the poster board. And now I want you to write words. I want you to handwrite them. Do not cut them out of a magazine. There's something about being able to channel not only your creativity, but channel your power through the act of writing. it's part of the creation process. And I feel like it's more powerful to actually write as you're thinking about manifesting to bring it about. So write it physically on your poster board, your vision board. Whether it's the qualities of the guy you're trying to bring about, or the girl, sorry, I'm focusing on guys, whether you want him or her to be, you know, understanding, to be patient, to be kind, to like similar music, to be creative or open-minded, optimistic, write them down. It's really important, again, that you get specific. It's the same thing with money. Okay, so when you create a vision board for money, yes, write the amount that you want to be able to make. What is the desired amount? That's very important. And then you can put pictures of money, you can put pictures of the things that you know the money is going to allow you to do on the vision board. And of course, as you're creating this vision board for the abundance, I want you to say this or something better, and then give gratitude for that. This is the same thing for health. When you, you know, obviously everybody's perception of how they want their body to look kind of is different. So something specific for you, is there an ideal body weight? Do you just want to feel healthy? Do you want to get involved in a certain form of sports or exercise? Do you want to be able to afford that yoga or spin class, right? If that's what your money is going to afford you to do, then put that on the board as well for your health. A change in diet, wanting to shift to become a vegetarian, wanting to eat less meat or consume less sugar. You know, these are things that you want to include on the board, and be very sincere and honest about yourself. And then write words, kind words about your health. If you want to be strong, you know, if you just want to, you know, have a good diet, if you want to be sugar free, you know, if you want to be able, you know, to have great sleep, you know, resting well, all of those things need to be included on the vision board. If you want to get involved, like in a meditative practice, be a part of that kind of community, put all of that on there. Really feel it as you're doing it too. And the other thing is, don't limit yourself. Because I feel like when some of us start to put that vision board together, we're like, well, this just sounds nice, you know, as if, or this would be great, but we always put that but in there. Don't do that while you're making your vision board, because again, you're attuning your vision board to the specific energy that you're feeling as you're creating it. So you want that vision board to contain this energy of excitement, this energy of gratitude, this energy of belief and knowing. That's super important, you guys. So don't take away from that. The sky is the limit. You have unlimited potential to create, because we are all creative beings. So this is really important. So the thought and the belief and feeling. But the purpose of having the vision board is to really see it. We create almost like impressions upon the mind. And for some of us, the act of being able to see it is really powerful for us to bring it into fruition. So we really want to put the ideal pictures that we want on there. Don't limit yourself. So now, here are a couple of my tips for bringing about things that I want on vision board. Now, I understand that the law of attraction seems to be very, materialistic or materialistically focused. That's what I've heard from a lot of people who are not even in this community. But let me say this, your mind, body, spirit is very important. So having a vision board about maintaining overall good health, you know, and maybe putting on your vision board having flexibility, like physical flexibility and good sleep and a good meditative practice, is all good for the mind, body, and spirit. So don't let naysayers tell you otherwise. And rule of thumb, do not show anybody your vision boards. Do not do this. Do not invite doubters and downers into that space, your sacred space. Don't bring that energy in. There are a lot of people you probably are aware in your circle who are very negative thinkers and aren't going to be too afraid to tell you their negative opinions, and then they're going to bring that energy down. The goal is to gain momentum. that's what you're going to be doing over the next 30 days, even 60 days. So now that we've created these fun vision boards, I say when you're writing on them, get the colors that correspond to what it is you're trying to create. So for example, if you are trying to bring love into your space, attract a new romantic partner, you're going to want to write the letters in pink and red all over your vision board and then draw hearts. Yes, this sounds very, very corny. I don't care. Do it anyway. Take that leap of faith with me. Okay, everything in red and in pink. So, if you are trying to bring in new love, and please don't try to put pictures up of past husbands, past boyfriends, because it's almost like you're trying to get the universe to force them to come back to you, which is not at all the intention of the vision board. Okay, we're trying to bring in and usher in the new. So with the love vision board specifically, what I want you to do is create a sacred space. You're going to do this for the vision boards that you create in general. But for love, you are going to go out to the store, and I promise this is not going to cost you an arm and a leg, because I'm not spending an arm and a leg. I want you to go to the store and buy those glass candles, those dollar candles. I think you know what I'm talking about, those really tall, thin glass candles, almost pillar-like. You can go get them at Walmart, Target, probably CVS, and Walgreens at the very least. Oh, and now the dollar store carries them, so there you go. Or you can make your own, okay? So I want you to take the love vision board, and in front of the love vision board, you are going to place a white candle, a red candle, a pink candle, okay? Now, if you do buy the candles that are in the glass case, which I recommend because they're the most affordable, you are going to go get a marker and you're going to write your name on each of the candles. And then you're going to write the date of your birth on each of the candles. And then you're going to write the exact day that you're about to do this practice. So the day you're starting to do the practice associated with manifestation, you're going to write that date. And then you're going to write an affirmative phrase. You're going to do the same on each candle. Whether it is, I easily attract romantic love, I am a romantic love magnet, something to that effect. And as you're writing it, I want you to really feel it. Think about what it would feel like to have exactly what you just envisioned for yourself. As you do that, you are now going to light each candle saying thank you. And so it is. And giving gratitude to the universe for bringing this energy into your space, to bringing this new partner. Also, along with the candles and the vision board, remember for love, red, white, and pink. I want you to go buy some flowers. And yes, you really do have to go buy them for yourself. You can either get 3 red roses or 3 pink roses. If you want to use carnations, that's fine, but I do highly recommend the energy of the roses. And you're going to place that also in front of the vision board for love. And I want you to give gratitude. Every single day for the next 30 to 60 days, believe it or not, and that's fine, you are going to look at that vision board every morning and every night. And I want you to get excited, especially if it's attracting a new partner. I was trying to think of somebody very attractive to give as an example, like Superman, the latest Superman, or the last Superman, who I think is just, oh my God. Think about what it would be like if this was on your vision board, how excited you're going to feel when you see him. This or something better. Just, I want you to feel it as soon as you get up in the morning and look at that vision board, whether you're attracting a woman or man, and get excited. Okay, and if you work from home, you can light the candles. If not, you can light the candles when you get home from work. Okay, and then just give gratitude. Now, 30 to 60 days, obviously these candles are not going to last that long, and the flowers, so you're going to have to keep buying new ones, but it's okay, they're dollar candles, and then buying flowers when you can. They can be a little bit pricier. Okay, to bring in the love, and then let it go. Don't say, God, I wish, I hope, but don't say anything but thank you. That's it. Don't sabotage yourself. People sabotage themselves. Okay, so I want you to do that for love. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about money. So if you are trying to attract a certain amount of money, create that vision board. And when you do so, write all of the words and the amount of money in green. You have to use the color green. Right? Because we associate that with money and abundance. Okay? And then you're going to do the same thing that you did for the love, your love vision board, except for these candles, these three candles have to be green. You are going to write on these candles the same thing, your name, your date of birth, the date that you're starting this manifestation practice. And you're also going to write an affirmative statement. I easily attract money. I am a money magnet. Okay? So you're going to totally do that. You don't have to buy any flowers unless you want to. But what I would say as an added bonus, and you don't have to do this, but if you do have any essential oils with you, like cedarwood or mint, which represents, or even thyme or basil, plants or herbs that are extremely abundant, that grow a lot, it would be great for you to put a couple of drops in each candle. Okay, so this is also a little bit of moving into the craft, but this works. So believe it. Okay, so I want you to hold each candle and put that energy of belief in the abundance that you are manifesting. And I want you to say that affirmative statement that you have on the candles. Just say, I am a money magnet. I easily attract money. I am wholeheartedly abundant. Exactly. Okay. And then I want you to light each candle and let it burn in front of the vision board. Again, a good healthy 30 to 60 days of doing this and saying it out loud and looking at the board every day. That's so important. Giving gratitude for what's coming. Just say thank you. Thank you. Okay? This is the same thing with health. Except for when you have your vision board for creating like strong and good health, you want to use the color yellow or orange for that. And then the candles that you want to burn are either yellow or orange. And the rest of the process is the same. Okay, so I hope these tips help people. Try something new for manifestation. This is something that I've been doing for a while, and it's been really cool. And getting excited about it is one of the most important components of the process. So having that feeling, like as silly as this sounds, I'm just going to be honest. So when I look at my my romance hot guy vision boards, and I just said it plural so you guys get my drift, I get really excited about it. And I know because I'm super excited now that when I wake up in the morning, it's like my guide is showing me that it's getting closer and closer. And I get even more excited. So just think about it like this. The more positive energy that you're throwing into your vision board and these candles, into your belief, it picks up momentum, it gains speed. With the consistency of that positive energy, it is literally pulling this in from the universe. Boom. It's like pulling it towards you, right? It's being pulled towards you like a magnet. It's getting closer and closer. So just know that it's coming, and trust it and believe it and get specific. Don't throw any doubt, and don't tell people, especially those who are not, you know, inclined to be optimistic in any capacity. Do not tell them what you're doing. Just trust that this is a private conversation between you and the universe. And you trust that you're going to get the garden burger, not just the plain old burger. Okay? So here are some hiccups in terms of why sometimes, not all the time, our manifestations, it feels like they're not coming. We've waited and we waited and we waited, and then we get doubtful and resentful and angry, and then we think it's all BS. The issue sometimes with the manifestation is the time it takes for that person, the money, or whatever it is you're trying to manifest to come towards us. It's that time gap. Sometimes the time is longer than what we have hoped for. Most of us wish for instantaneous manifestation, and sometimes it happens. But other times when we're really seeking to bring in something big, it requires serious changes in your life first for them to bring it about. Okay, so don't let the gap in time provide doubt in your mind. Don't let it take you to the dark space. Because the moment you start slipping, it causes the energy that you put out initially to get slower and slower. It's like it gets heavier and heavier and denser, as opposed to the initial thoughts you had, which were positive and going out like, you know, lightning speed to bring that into fruition. So we get mad at this whole thing called divine timing because we feel like we know it's the perfect time right now for this manifestation to come. We're ready. We're ready to go. Come on, universe. Where are you at? Why are you taking so much time? But you have to remember that we have a very, very skewed perspective, right? We don't get to see everything. We don't have that aerial view. So you have to trust that the universe has that. And they know all the moving parts and how they're going to work together. So you have to have that trust as well. So that's why I always say, give it a good 30 to 60 days. Gain that momentum. Stick with it and then let it go. Put that energy in and then let it go consistently. So don't get angry. The moment you begin to get angry, it almost like, I'm not going to say it destroys the manifestation. Of course, it slows it down, but it just changes the vibration of that energy, and you want it to be consistently positive, light, airy, fairy, all of that, right? So don't let it get you mad or get you down. And that's the one thing I've noticed from a lot of my friends. You know, they start like a manifestation journal, and then they get mad and throw in the towel if after 30 days what they were working on doesn't come to fruition. They just give up and say, "This is all crap. It doesn't work. I tried. That's it." But the one thing that we underestimate is the time it takes for it to come. So some things are really fast. Other things, especially when we're making monumental changes in our life, or what we're seeking to have requires monumental change, you know, we want to give up. We just want to throw it away. But those things take longer because many moves need to be made. And sometimes certain people have to be taken out of your life because they would dim your light. They would not support you. And you need to attract new people who can help you and who you can help as well. So you have to look at the bigger picture always, okay? All right, so the other thing that you can add to your manifestation repertoire is your lovely gratitude journal. Everyone hates this. I think everyone rolls their eyes when they hear this, but let me tell you, try it. There's no freaking harm in trying it. What do you have to lose? You don't have it now. You might as well just try it. So every day, either before you go to bed or when you wake up in the morning, whenever it's like the best time for you, or even in the middle of the day, I want you to have a designated journal that's only devoted to gratitude, to listing out anything that you're grateful for. And I always say, I want you to write down 10 things every day. 10 things every day that you're completely grateful for. And if you're in that mindset where you feel like nothing is right, well, make up something, okay? Make up something. You have to get that gratitude out there. Now, for some of you, it's going to be the fake it till you make it, depending upon the state of your life and your consciousness at the moment. But, oh, you know, you owe it to yourself to try. Why not? You want to put out that vibration of gratitude. it's a very high vibration, and we want to always try to stay within that high vibratory level. So for at least 30 days, do this gratitude journal. Even if it's something like, I'm grateful that my car is functioning. I'm grateful that I'm able to get to work, period, because some people don't have the transportation. Okay, so make sure, you know, you're grateful that you have food on the table. You know, you're grateful that you have your health, whatever it is. Make sure to include that in the gratitude journal and do it for 30 days. But the best part is, you know, because it does take about 28 days to like make something habitual, after 30 days, it's going to become habit, and then you'll probably end up just continue doing it over and over and over anyway. Okay. So here's something that's cool. So let's say that you created a vision board and you made it a little bit vague. And then let's say, and I'm going to use this as an example, like attracting a romantic partner. Let's say you really missed some qualities, okay? So maybe you did make it kind of specific, but missed some qualities, or it was too vague or whatever. Let's say you met someone and they look similar to what you had on the vision board, okay? But they were missing some really serious qualities that you forgot to include. Go back to the drawing board. You don't have to be with that person. Just because they're an option doesn't mean you have to say yes. Go back to the vision board and tweak it. And that's the fun of being a creative being, is to get more specific, tweak it to the way we would like to ideally have it for the most part. Okay, so there's nothing wrong with going back to the vision board. So one thing that you can do in terms of manifestation, you can work with your guide to manifest. So the way I kind of like to do this is, but I focus on one thing at a time. I don't ask about 100 million things. It's too confusing. So the one thing I kind of do with my guide is I'll talk to him about my vision board, and then I'll ask him, I'm like, hey, is there something crucial that I'm missing? Did I overlook something? You know, is this in my highest good, or is this really coming just from my ego? You know, please help me to discern, because that's also really important, right? You want to make sure that whatever it is we're trying to attract is really for our highest good. So for those of you who can see and hear your guide, then go into meditation and ask those questions to get those answers. But for those of you who cannot, when you're in prayer at night, talk to your guide and ask them to show you in your dreams. And they can help you tweak certain things in your dreams, and they can help provide clarity on certain things as well. Okay, so use your spirit guides to help you to completely manifest. Now, there's something else that I really wanted to add in terms of manifestation. So I don't know if this is really talked a lot about in manifestation in general, but when we're trying to bring about significant change in our lives, if the thing that we're trying to create requires significant change, you better be ready and willing to accept that certain things in your life are going to have to really change, meaning people are going to either disappear, you might be forced to get up and move to a totally different state on your own and make new friends, you might lose your job. I mean, really big, big events sometimes are required for what it is, the desires of your heart, to materialize. And, you know, I don't feel like that's really talked about in a lot of books. This has been my personal experience. There were big dreams that I had, and I went for it, and I prayed for assistance with it. However, I did not take into account this whirlwind change that I had to experience from all parts of my life. It was boom, 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 boom. It was like the tower card in the tarot. And you feel so devastated of, you know, because of all the loss. And then you almost give up on the manifestation because you think your life is in complete shambles, right? And that's the opposite of what you were trying to manifest. But in truth, it's actually helping you to bring about what it is you want to experience, to bring about your dreams. Because being in stasis and stagnancy with all the same people who have not uplifted you, you know, is not going to get you there. Therefore, new people with higher vibrations is required to be in your circle. Okay?
So make sure that you are aware that when you dream big, and you should always dream big, don't ever settle for less. Big changes are required. And some of those changes are going to shake you to your core. And it's going to feel like you've lost everything, everyone, and you don't even know, you know, what's up, what's down. You're so confused. But know that you will be helped throughout that process. There's no way that your guides or angels or anybody who's in your little spiritual, you know, circle is going to let you just fall. They will be there as you're going through that transformative period. And by the way, I'm just being very honest here, that transformative period sometimes can be years, not just a month or two. It's years. So whatever it is that you're bringing about, trust. If it's really from the passions of your heart, if it's really your biggest dream, trust it. It doesn't mean you're not going to have obstacles. It doesn't mean you're not going to have people who don't support you along the way. But know that they're slowly going to be removed so that you can get there. But it will be challenging, and change is required for this new thing you're seeking, right? Sometimes it requires a new you. And again, I feel like that is really not talked about in terms of manifestation. You know, I see a lot of people who just say, close your eyes and see it and it will come. No, there's way more to it than that. And it is different for everyone. So there's one last topic that I wanted to bring up. And this is challenging for me. So maybe this is challenging for you guys as well. So in terms of manifesting, is it easier to manifest, let's say, something small, like $5? Or is it just as easy to manifest a new car? And I understand you're thinking $5. So am I. This is something I'm like, well, I could probably manifest that pretty quickly. What is the difference? Ask yourself this, because this is the kind of stuff that stops us and interferes with our manifestation. Why is it easier for us to manifest $5 instead of that brand new car? It is because we believe it. That's it. We believe because it looks smaller, that it's easier. However, let me tell you the truth. It is just as easy to manifest the so-called bigger thing, you know, as it is easy to manifest that so-called small thing. It is all equal. It is all about your belief, your vibration, your thought, and your feeling. It's all it is, the same formulaic equation. The same thing, you guys. It's just we have been, conditioned to believe that what we're seeing is the truth. So the $5 looks easier because it, you know, it's less money as opposed to the car, that $25,000 car, right? But it all has to do with you. That's the thing. You are the common denominator, right? So again, it's that belief, the thought, the feeling. However, let me state, for some people, when they first start working with manifestation, I've heard others tell them and tell me, start small. Because in order for you to even really try to manifest huge changes, you're going to need to believe it. So for some people, you need to see to believe first. So some people will tell you, start small and then go for something big. And I understand the logic with that because I'm like that too for myself. Like, okay, let me see if I can manifest $10 to go do this really quick. You know what I mean? However, I know in an intellectual way that the energy is the same. However, it's my own beliefs that stops it from working. It's the belief in the impossibility. It's the belief that this is going to take too much, or this just can't happen for me, or, you know, how is this even going to be possible? No, no, no. The energy is equivalent. So don't fool yourself, all right? So this is why I say aim high and dream big always. So I have one last thing to say. So when we're manifesting, what I want you to do, okay, again, when you're looking at these vision boards with your candles and flowers and all the other trinkets, when you're trying to feel it out, I want you to feel the end result. Don't you ever think about, how is this going to happen? I don't see how this is going to happen. I weigh too much. I don't see how. I've been trying for years to lose this weight. Or how is this hot guy on this vision board ever going to come? I never meet hot guys. Don't do that. Don't do the how. Forget the how. We skip the how all the time. We go to the end result. This is the trick. You get in front of that vision board, and I want you to feel the end result. How does it feel to attract that into your life? How does it feel to feel super healthy? Can you imagine how amazing you would feel, how much energy you would have? And I want you to get excited about it. I want you to imagine dating that guy or girl and see them kissing you and how excited you feel. I want you to see it and feel it. This is the formula. This brings it into being. Skip the how and go to the end result every single time. When you begin to feel some doubt, stop and go to the end result. Now, here's my very, very last tidbit. So again, for some of you who are going to express doubt midway through because it's not coming as fast as you want, at the very exact moment that you begin to feel yourself being dragged down, you feel like a downer and you feel doubt, you need to stop what you're doing and go watch something funny. I know how that sounds, but you need to do it, because when you're standing there in front of that vision board and starting to doubt, you are changing the frequency of that vibration. You're bringing it down. So rather than do that, I want you to stop, either go play a game on your phone or your iPad, call a friend and talk about something stupid and laugh, or go watch a funny comedy special on Netflix. This is kind of what I do. This is my secret. I make sure I laugh a ton, and that keeps your energy super high, because that's what you need to do, especially when you're manifesting. You have to redirect your thought and you have to course correct. And the way to do that is to get that energy back up. Therefore, you want to find something that actually makes you laugh, or go watch a romantic comedy. Whatever it is that brings your energy up, like go play a game outside, go running, go exercise, something. Whatever it does, that brings your energy sky high, that redirects your thought, do it. Again, this is part of the formula for manifestation. Okay, everyone, now that I've given you my 2 cents on manifesting, I really, really hope that this has been helpful, and please just try it. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain by trying some of the tips I gave you today. All right, everybody, I look forward to bringing you a new episode next week. If you have any questions, I'm trying to gather as many questions as possible for a monthly Q&A. Please just email me, and I'll be answering those questions most likely with a co-host guest. All right, everybody, take care and have a wonderful week. Goodbye.